we had two, three of them, why we'd lay planks on and saw them out.
Right. And if you get some lint or something on your coat, what do you use to clean it off?
Well, it used to be brushes that were made out of, well, if you want to know, go way back, they used to take, old people would take shucks and make a thing what they had made mops for the mop floor with the shucks, and a lot of people would have them a mop made out of, shuck thing, and they would take that and brush it off, didn't have that.
Did they call it a shuck?
Shuck brush and a thing like that, and then if I may, I have seen people that taking hog out where they call hogs, a lot of hogs that have this old stiff hair, you know,
yes.
And take a bow hold and a little old thing, a board like you would, just like a, almost like a, something similar to what you used to drive pegs and shoes, I mean, that's what that have old in it, because it wasn't made just like how brushes made today, but in other ways it still it was, but you could see it on the back because they make them holes in there, bore little holes in there. And then take that hog out and get it all straight and water it up, twist it and put it down in there, and then they take scissors and cut this off. That was way back. I've seen
a homemade brush.
Homemade hog hair brush.
Right. And back before we had electric razors and you had a straight edge razor, what did you use to make it sharp?
Well, we had to have a stone that you could get, as fine a stone as you could, and then you'd take a piece of leather.
What did you call it?
You call it a piece of leather, and they taken it and made me a razor strop.
All right. And what are what do you call when you have a shotgun, you say you put shells in it, if it should be a rifle or a revolver, you put...
You put cartridges in a revolver and a rifle, and then you put shells in a shotgun, and if it was the old style, you had a thing on there, you had to unbridge. If it was single barrel or double barrel, you unbridged it, but that sort of thing in the past, they went to making these order. Automatics with a magazine up here where you put in several at a time, and every time it shoots, it kicks back. But the old fashioned was what you call it. You always have to say, got the britches broke on my gun. I've seen them old things break a lot of times.
All right, and what about a toy for children that's made with a piece of wood and the child sits on each end of it and it's balanced in the middle and they go up and down? What do you call that?
Well, they call that seesaw.
Mm-hmm. You remember any other words for it? Is just always seesaw?
No, that's all that I ever heard. There's a different name for it now, but I don't know what it is. But when I was small and all, everybody, they'd make them at the schoolhouse for it, and then in the community, why, a bunch of kids would make them and call it what, seesaw.
Right. And what about a plank that maybe would be supported at both ends and just stand in the middle and jump? Do you remember a toy like this? It was just kind of the opposite of a seesaw, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was just a thing what you would say that's similar to a spring board where they have it a pool to jump off at a pool is something similar to that. But that never was in its use away because there was too many of the planks and things that break up and you get hurt. I don't forgot what they call it. They said it's make us a springboard and jump up and down on it. That was all I ever, and I never seen, I don't think there's never enough of that in there for it to have a special name.
Okay.
Anyway.
What about a homemade merry-go-round? Have you seen something that would turn? Some kind of a toy?
Yes, and they were first made a thing that would rod and set up and put it down in the ground, dig a hole and put a post in the ground. Then put your ring a thing around at the top and it would have call it a minute. It's something that answered like we was talking about the pots yesterday that held the holders is made in a S shape that helped them